Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. We have a terrific show for you. We're going to get to it in just a second. But first, we need to hear this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. As promised, we have a great show for you today. We have with us Mark Paglia. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Mira Vista Behavioral Health Center. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone.
I forgot to mention the most important thing about Mark is that he was recently honored by Business West as one of our healthcare heroes for 2022. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. It was a tremendous evening. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks to you and all of our honorees. You are our honoree in the administration category. Very worthy recipient. We had a great event back in late October, and all of our honorees gave very heartfelt remarks, yours especially. We really appreciate that. So we have a lot to talk about today. We want to start just by talking about Mira Vista itself. This is, I guess we can call it a brand new behavioral health facility. Those don't come up out of thin air. It takes a lot of hard work, and in your case, a lot of hard work in a very short time to launch this facility. And then we want to quickly segue into the work that's being done there. Talk a little bit about the pandemic and how it's put a new focus on behavioral health issues. Maybe talk about the ongoing opioid crisis, which has kind of taken a back seat to COVID and many other things, and just what we can look at moving forward. But let's start with you and Mira Vista. This is a facility, for those who don't know, that is now in the old Providence Hospital, which was then named, I believe, Providence Behavioral Health. Talk about how Mira Vista came to be.
So we've had a very short history. Mira Vista was launched in April of 2021 through an acquisition by GFI Partners and Health Partners New England. That Michael Krupa, our CEO, was operating. And in a very short time, you know, we launched a brand new behavioral health center. We did identify and really bring on some key leaders within the Providence Hospital system, Mercy system. But we quickly were able to bring on some other leaders into the organization to create a foundation, and launched both inpatient psychiatric treatment, and then also we were able to build a full continuum of substance use disorder treatment, both starting with a detox and a step down clinical stabilization residential unit, and then a large outpatient treatment for substance use disorder. So we're about 19 months in, and you know we're at a place now where we can proudly say that we're providing high quality treatment in a really healthy working environment.
Now, the closing of Providence Hospital obviously left a major gap in the services that were being provided in this region. And Mira Vista kind of came in and closed that gap. But again, you were starting from scratch. Talk about that process of starting up. I guess it was you and you. And you built a staff and you went from there. Talk about that process.
Yeah, so I'm proud to say I was the first employee of Mira Vista Behavioral Health Center. And from there, we were able to really identify some key folks to bring together a vision for our tagline, Care Reimagined, and develop the philosophical approach of really putting patients first and families first, and building treatment models that really are in line with that. And so from there, we recognized the community need. Providence Hospital, about a year prior to the acquisition, had closed the inpatient psychiatric services, including treatment for adolescents and children, and left a big void within the community in Western Mass. And so Mira Vista, really prioritized the reopening of psychiatric treatment. And so we, along with launching our outpatient substance methadone treatment, which is a treatment model that, you can't miss a dose with a large number of patients. Parallel to that, we launched our first inpatient adult psychiatric unit, and very quickly we're able to ramp up and open two more adult psych units. And then this past December, almost a year ago, we're able to launch an inpatient adolescent psychiatric unit to really help, I think, address some of the local Western Mass community needs. And we're about halfway through our projected, we call ramp, to be fully operational. And so we still have our sights set on launching a child inpatient psychiatric unit. And right now, from a timetable perspective, we're looking probably in the spring, summer, to launch that unit.
This void that you talked about didn't just occur in a vacuum. It came during a very critical time in terms of behavioral health services, right kind of at the peak of the pandemic, when again, the need for behavioral health services was just ballooning because of the impact that the pandemic took on people of all ages, really. Can you just talk about that a little bit and the way that, again, the pandemic, the need was always there. Sometimes people realized it, sometimes it didn't. But I think the pandemic really put the important work that you do in the spotlight and just showed people that we really need this service, and we don't need just this much, we need a lot more than we already have. So
yeah,
I don't
absolutely
want to use the phrase blessing in disguise, but in some ways it was.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the pandemic exacerbated the need only because, suddenly, the entire world, I would say, was really shut down. And so really there was tremendous isolation for a lot of individuals, where they were unable to connect and socialize or find supports that were able to help balance their mental state, and through, I would say, the next 12 months to 16 months, the pandemic and I guess the quote unquote rules of socialization really created this never-ending period of time for some, where they've really started to lose some hope, and through that really started to lead to some real crisis, and also the increase in substance use. So alcohol sales were up almost 50-60% during the first year of the pandemic, and illicit drug use was also increasing, and we started to see, sadly, the opiate crisis that we had, that was highlighted almost every day in the media, kind of took a backseat, if you will, to the pandemic. But the numbers of overdose or overdose deaths increased dramatically during that period of time, and so. Through that, our investing group and Health Partners New England immediately recognized and seeing these trends, and hence took on in my, you know, in some of my notes in the, at the event last week, we talked, or a couple weeks ago, we talked about, you know, the heroic nature of launching a behavioral health hospital in the middle of a pandemic and a staff shortage to help address some of these needs that right here in the local community.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Mark Paglia. He's the Chief Operating Officer at Mira Vista Behavioral Health. So we've been talking about the pandemic. Now, I think even the president has talked about the pandemic being over, but I can just imagine that the behavioral health issues that started during the pandemic are still with us, and those needs have only escalated. Can you just talk about where we are in terms of the services that we can provide in this region and maybe the gap that still exists between what's needed and what we are available to offer?
Yeah, so I think here at Mira Vista, we're offering both inpatient psychiatric care and then also a full continuum of substance use disorder treatment. When we look at the mental health side, if you will, the inpatient psychiatric treatment, we are in the midst of launching new units, new beds as we move. And so from a state perspective, you know, currently there's over 500 individuals that are waiting for an inpatient psychiatric bed. And right now, you know, we get a quick update of the number of available beds statewide from an inpatient psychiatric perspective. And right now it's approximately 50 beds that are currently available. And so as we start to think about capacity, even with us here at Mira Vista, and we're anticipating launching another 48 beds here, we will not have a big impact on the overall picture from a statewide perspective. And you know, in addition to that, you know, the substance use disorder or dual diagnosed individuals who are suffering from the disease of addiction are here at Mira Vista, our call volume is incredibly high. And right now, even though we have a full 30-bed detoxification unit and we have a soon to be a 27-bed, you know, substance use, residential and outpatient services, we still are anticipating that we will not be able to meet the volume of needs within the community. And so as we look to the future, you know, here in Western Mass and the state, we still have, there will still be a large need for behavioral health needs. And you know, Mira Vista's position to continue to advocate for additional support resources, even at the legislative level.
Go back to the opioid crisis. You're absolutely right. The crisis was front page news for a long time. It was getting the requisite attention that it deserved, and then the pandemic hit, and the crisis just went off the front pages. It went off all the pages for the most part, and that crisis is still with us. Talk about the numbers and talk about efforts to stem the tide of overdose deaths and what this crisis has done to society.
So you know, the numbers, you know, I've seen the increase of 15% to 20% of overdose deaths, but I think behind the numbers are individuals and the lives that they impact and families that they impact. And so, you know, the one life that we lose to an opiate overdose is, in my mind, one too many. And so we have a large number of individuals who, you know, are suffering from even the stigma of treatment. And for us, it's, you know, it's a medical diagnosis, just like any other. And, you know, we are here to treat those that are suffering from the disease. And so here at Mira Vista, you know, we have over 550 individuals who receive opiate treatment. And that really translates to, you know, over 200,000 individual encounters with the individuals for both a dosing perspective and a clinical hour or over the last year. And so if you think about that, we here are try not to get caught up so much in the large numbers, but really try to bring it back down to an individual and an individual life and the family network that these individuals have attached to them and begin to start to really think about how we can help this one individual or their family and their treatment.
Can you talk a little bit about the services that are provided and how these work and how people can connect with the services there?
Yeah, so here at Mira Vista, we have a wide range of services at different levels. I think from an individual's perspective, we have the ability, you know, we have a phone number that, you know, I can pull up right now for folks. We also have a website, miravistabhc.care. And we are able to meet with any individual and really, this is a technical term, we can assess with them the level of treatment that fits their needs in this moment in time. And it also, we're also able to recognize and understand the family needs that they may have as well. So, you know, right now we're able to provide medical detoxification. We're also able to provide those with dual diagnosed mental health needs as well. So we can provide mental health medications along with a substance detoxification. We have a residential care here. We have outpatient services where we can do individual treatment. We also have what we call an intensive outpatient program or an IOP group that meets 3.5 hours a day, which is sometimes called a partial. We also provide court-ordered substance use evaluations, and we also provide court-ordered Massachusetts impaired driving, those that are caught drinking and driving or under the influence and are mandated to receive treatment for a group for 16, 17 weeks. And then we also provide treatment for those who may have been caught, I guess, twice from being under the influence in the second offender aftercare group. And along with opiate treatment, whether it's methadone, Vivitrol, Suboxone, as well.
Okay. In the time that we have left, just kind of give me a brief snapshot of what's in the business plan and where Mira Vista looks to be in maybe a year or two or three.
So in a year's time, our vision to be fully operational from an inpatient side of the house, meaning we're looking to have 84 inpatient psychiatric beds, 12 of them being inpatient child psychiatric beds, 16 adolescent psychiatric beds, and the rest adult, with one unit being a duly diagnosed unit. In the outpatient, substance use disorder side, having a full detoxification unit, a clinical stabilization unit, and then really expanding our outpatient services, including methadone. We have interest in expanding and looking for partners who are willing to work with us to provide opiate treatment in certain areas within the state of Massachusetts that we would label hotspots or geographic areas that where there is a high number of overdoses, and so we can, you know, join forces, if you will, to help meet that need in that community.
Okay. Well, continue. Good luck to you. Like you said, it kind of opening a new behavioral health hospital under extreme circumstances. You've done a great job of doing that. And like I said, continued good luck to you. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Business West. Appreciate
it. Okay. All right. Thank you again. And thank you to all of you for joining in. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.